This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District hosted their 76th annual meeting last Thursday. The district has gone through both funding and staff changes over the past year, and administrative coordinator Melissa Cobble says they're looking for a new resource conservationist and new board members.
Our resource conservationist, Chris Reynolds, recently left us in December to take another position with the American Farmland Trust. So we're making big adjustments in the office, trying to pick up where he left off, trying to get in a mode to hire someone else to replace him. So,
yes, that was mentioned tonight. I know in the process of interviewing, as was mentioned, another thing that we discussed was some of the state funding issues. A lot of changes have happened with the district due to those changes as well.
For the 2016 fiscal year, obviously everyone knows about the budget problems. We did not receive any funding whatsoever, either for operations or for cost share programs. So that sort of put us in a lurch. We're used to using that money to pay for salaries and to do conservation work out in the county. We were hurting for that this year.
And probably, I know the directors are working very hard, as they mentioned tonight, to keep the district open. That has resulted in maybe some creative ways of doing things and adding some new jobs for you along the way.
Yes, I took over for someone who retired in Marion County that was taking care of insurance programs for all of the district employees in Illinois. So I have 97 soil and water districts I'm trying to keep up with as far as health insurance, disability, life insurance, things like that. So our board gets reimbursed for my time for that. Chris also took a position with the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices to be a cover crop specialist, so he was gone a lot of the year doing meetings for that, but we also got reimbursed for his time away for that. So that made up for some of what we were missing. Then we were also able to write a contribution agreement with NRCS, actually the State Association of Soil and Water Districts. Went to NRCS, then we did a sub-agreement. It's kind of complicated. But anyway, we did that to do conservation planning for CRP in the county. So we did the largest majority of the planning for that.
You mentioned NRCS and working with them, a pretty good working relationship with those groups in Montgomery County.
Right. We're very fortunate here that we've always had a good working relationship with our federal partners, also other state and local partners as well. We all just come together and do what we have to do to get conservation on the ground.
I know there's a lot of programs that the district is working on, not only soil and water, NRCS, and for those programs, you also need a board of directors and looking for some younger blood to join if anyone would be interested.
Right. We currently have 5 elected directors. We were with 4 for a short period of time. We had the loss of Carl Bergman this past fall. He passed away after an illness. And so we appointed Dave Pastorvich to fill his spot. And so Dave was elected tonight officially to the board. But that left another opening for an associate director on our board. Associate directors are basically just an advisory position. We can have any number of associate directors. We've typically always had 5, and we're down to 3 right now. So there are a couple openings for some new inventive minds.
It would be great.
What does that position involve? Monthly meetings, or what would someone be involved with if they joined the board?
We meet once a month, second Wednesday of every month. And, they would just come, and they don't have a voting capability at this time as an associate director, but they are able to give input and opinions and then help with some of the grunt work, if you will, when we have certain things going on with meetings, sales, fish sales, tree sales, things like that.
Requirements to be on the board, just be a landowner, or what are the requirements?
Right, you have to be over the age of 18, and you have to be a landowner or an occupier. So if you just rent ground here or rent even a house here, you can run for the board or else be appointed as an associate, either one.
Well, Melissa, it's been great talking with you to get an update about the district. Anything that I haven't asked, or I know some upcoming events this spring, as usual, your fish sale and maybe some other programs?
We've planned our fish sale already. It's going to be April 5th at at the office in Hillsboro. Truck will be here at 8 a.m., and we have order forms ready for that already. And then, unfortunately, we can't do a tree sale anymore. We used to do that as a fundraiser. And then we're just trying to throw some things together to possibly do some meetings on cover crops and nutrient loss reduction. So.
And again, if someone would be interested in joining the board of directors, contact the office or stop by?
Right. Contact the office. We'll try and put you in touch with when the next meeting time is, or let you talk with one of the current directors.
Melissa Cobble with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we'll be back with more news after these messages. Yesterday, President Trump followed through on a campaign promise by signing an executive order to remove the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement. Trump also said he plans to begin renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico. Agriculture groups demonstrated disappointment with the decision, and American Soybean Association President Ron Moore from Roseville, Illinois, said in a statement that TPP held great promise for us. Moore says that the American Soybean Association expects to see a plan in place as soon as possible to engage the 11 other TPP member nations on trade to capture the value lost from the withdrawal. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says it's critical the new administration begins work immediately to develop new markets for agriculture. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Tracy Brunner said that sparking a trade war with Canada, Mexico, and Asia will only lead to higher prices for American-produced beef in those markets. Brunner called foreign trade one of the greatest success stories for U.S. beef. The American Feed Industry Association condemned the action, saying trade deals like TPP are key to setting the terms and rules for future trade relationships. In other news, Kim China has filed for U.S. antitrust approval with the Federal Trade Commission for its proposed $43 billion takeover of Syngenta. Bloomberg reports Kim China has submitted documentation required by U.S. law and expects the U.S. antitrust process to be on track. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission typically have 30 days to clear a proposal or issue a second request asking for more information and a longer review period. The proposed transaction already has been cleared by a U.S. National Security Panel and won antitrust approval in Australia. The European Union is currently reviewing the deal and has until April 12th to discuss remedy proposals that have been submitted. A Syngenta spokesperson says both companies remain fully committed to the transaction and are confident of its closing. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.